Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet. Melissa Lampson is one of them, who is talking about who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Melissa Lampson, who is the CEO of Lampson Consulting. She works with successful leaders to refine their professional skills and create more effective teams. Melissa, welcome.
Thanks, Mitchell. Pleasure.
Oh, it is always such a pleasure. It's so funny when we first got into the green room, you go, man, I love your background. I said, well, Melissa, you're actually here. You got to see this live.
Right, exactly. So
it's been too long. It's great to see you. I'd like the audience to get to know you a little bit better through your customer point of pain. What is your CPOP?
Yeah, leaders who can't create great company culture.
You know, as I'm thinking about this, Yeah, you know this on my background. I sat on the board of a public firm. I did that for 10 years. I actually ran four different CEO networking groups for a decade. Culture was one of those things that everyone would always talk about. And some companies had it and some companies didn't. And it didn't always stop the company from being successful. At some point in time, it ultimately did. But in today's world, without culture, you are absolutely nothing. So tell me a little bit more.
Yes, it's becoming even more important, especially in the current situation. It really peels back the curtain to show what kind of culture people or organizations have, right? And leadership teams are promoting or not, for that matter. So it's just really important to ensure that you have motivated, engaged, connected, productive employees. And so without focusing on culture, first and foremost, it's going to be really difficult to cultivate that.
Absolutely. And when people hire you, what are they getting?
Well, we do leadership training, manager skills, executive coaching, roundtables, all of the above. And I've worked for 20 plus years with some of the top companies in the world. So brands like LinkedIn and IKEA, SpaceX, they all use the manager tools. And that's really the opportunity that, you know, my clients have, is that I can share with them lots of best practices and cases and specific examples of what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah. And I think, I'm trying to think about on credibility. Is there anything else on credibility? I think one of the things we were bantering around in the green room is how many employees you, with all the companies you work for, how many potential employees or how many lives do you think you've affected in some way or the other?
Right. Hundreds of thousands. I mean, you know, to your point, if somebody has a bad day and comes home, or if somebody's working for a leader that just isn't effective, they're going to come home and that's going to touch their family members, their friends, their colleagues. Right. So it's incredible how widespread culture it is. It isn't just about coming to work for 8 to 10 hours and experiencing a culture, but it can really pervade right throughout someone's whole life.
So potentially what you should say on your LinkedIn profile, I've helped increase the happiness of dinner conversations at hundreds of thousands of families' households.
I'm going to steal that. That's great.
How do you go about sharing your credibility?
Yeah. Well, I love being generous. I mean, I guess I'm also a bit of an extrovert, to be honest. And so I really enjoy interacting with others. And so I love to stay in touch. I love building relationships. I'm really lucky that I have relationships for, you know, a couple of decades now, where I can, you know, just call someone or ping someone on Zoom and get together for virtual coffees, particularly now. Whenever I travel, I meet up with folks all over the world that I've built relationships with. And I love having the opportunity to talk and to give and to share. I also have a pretty big following, which I'm very proud of and very lucky for. And so I'll share great articles and try to keep very relevant and current. I have kind of some rules. I want it to be relevant and interesting or funny on what I post on social media. So I certainly try to just give as much as I can to folks and stay in touch with them.
Really, that's beautiful.
Continue those relationships. Yeah.
Hey, so listen, if you're a leader or sitting on the board and you're looking at your corporation and you've got a bunch of leaders who maybe are not as good at building culture as they could and or should, or if you're a leader and you know you haven't been as effective as you absolutely want to be, you should reach out to Melissa Lamson. Melissa, what's the best way for people to reach out to you?
Sure. My website's great, lamsonconsulting.com, and my email's on there, or connect with me on LinkedIn. Always a big fan of LinkedIn.
Beautiful. Hey, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
My pleasure, Mitchell. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. And the most important thing is to have good dinner conversations. So guys, take Melissa's message, like this episode, share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.